All right, back to predictions. As I said, this is serious business. It is. They're recorded, numbered predictions kept in the Bell family vault for a year and then revealed sometimes very painfully for those who made them and then sometimes shockingly, as in the one that predicted the tsunami. God, that was frightful. I wonder if we're going to run into that guy tonight. Anyway, here we go. First time caller line, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Art. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir. Where are you?
I'm in just south of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm listening to you on 640 WGST.
Yes, sir. AM. Yes, sir. And no doubt you have a prediction which you're going to send through that cell phone you're using, right?
Yes, sir, I am. And it is a cell phone.
Okay.
I'm a police officer down here, and I've always been able to go into a room and kind of figure out what happened before looking at all the evidence.
Really?
So this is my first try to prediction.
I would think that that would be actually a kind of a natural talent for a police officer or a detective to develop, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what I always said anyway, but
yeah.
There's other people that would disagree with you.
Well, I'm not one of them. I agree that it would be a natural talent, and one you would develop as you were trying to solve situations. You would simply develop that talent. All right, you'll be number 80. What is it you think, sir?
I've just pictured some volcanoes, which came into play with, I believe it was prediction number 74 and 76.
Right.
However, what they're going to do is they're going to cloud over and cause the Earth to cool, which will... and since put the weather into a deep freeze. I see it coming not this winter, but the winter for 2005.
Well, there is no question about the fact that volcanoes, when they go off, do cool regions, in fact, the Earth in some cases. So that could well occur. And you're thinking it's going to be a really major thing with not just volcano, as in singular, but plural, perhaps?
I was seeing two volcanoes or one they kind of took us by surprise. It was someplace that we didn't expect. But for some reason, I was getting the feeling that it was two. It may have been something that erupted twice.
All right. Well, I'll take this seriously, particularly in view of the fact that quite a number of people are beginning to say it. That, you know, when you get a number of them, that always worries you more for some reason.
What I thought also, I was like, oh, man, everybody's calling in with the volcano thing.
Well, I'm glad that didn't stop you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Right, take care. Have a good morning. I'm glad that didn't stop you. In fact, don't let that stop you. Just because somebody has made a prediction which you also are convinced of, don't let it stop you. In fact, that sort of helps us in a way. I mean, if we get to the following year and, you know, five or six people have said something about volcanoes and it turns out something really radical happened, that puts the stamp on it all the more, frankly.